Breaking up? Breaking? What do you mean breaking up? Oh, great. Now what do I do?
Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive.
And welcome back to another week of the Thrive Singles Podcast. I hope you invited a friend along this week. You know people who need to hear this. You might want to grab a Snickers bar or something. I went a little longer than usual this week. Some topics are just so hard to cover in a 10 to 15 minute podcast. Even though I went a little long, I feel like I still didn't go in deep enough. Because of that, and because I need to find a way to make a little money doing this so I can afford to keep doing it, I'm thinking of writing a book or creating an online course where I can go in more depth into these subjects. So please, please, please do me a favor, drop me a line. Let me know if you'd be interested in one or both of those. Today's topic, moving on, how to thrive after an unexpected breakup. I could write a book. In fact, books have been written about just this subject, but I want to address it here today. I want to at least give you a few basic tools for recovering and thriving after a breakup. Let's start here. The end. It's over. You were on the receiving end of the "we need to talk." It's not you. We can still be friends speech. This comes as a shock to you. They seem perfectly okay with moving on. Meanwhile, you struggle to eat, work, and breathe. You may have been toyed with or cheated on. Maybe you got played. What you do now at this point is critical. How do you move on after an unexpected breakup? A lot of people either tell themselves it's no big deal and deny the pain, or they wallow in the pain until they can hardly claw their way out. Neither approach is healthy, neither leads to healing. But healing and getting healthy is exactly what needs to happen next. Moving on in a healthy way means facing reality, forgiving your ex, refocusing, and giving yourself some time to heal. It's time to get real now. Now's not the time for magical thinking, denial, or exaggeration. Now's the time for facing reality head on and dealing with it. Moving on in a healthy way means working your way through it. Unfortunately, in times like these, we tend to engage in things that are at best useless and at worst harmful. One of the most common reactions to a breakup comes in the form of magical thinking. The things that led to the breakup are probably deep-rooted and have been growing unseen for a long time. That's reality. But we still think there's some magical quick fix we can apply that'll make everything better. If we just do this certain thing, everything will go back to, quote, normal, end quote. Deal with reality. If, and that's a big if your relationship is salvageable, it's a long-term project. Everything is different now. There are no quick fixes. There is no going back to the way things were. A lot of us tend toward another untruth. It's all my fault. If only I had, fill in the blank, they would still want me. Or if only I hadn't, fill in the blank, we'd still be together. Well, that may or may not be true. Don't assume. Look at it more critically. Don't let your default assumptions shape your thinking. It's usually more complicated than what your default thinking allows for, especially if you tend to be harsh on yourself. On the other extreme, many people make the assumption that it's all their ex's fault. Some people live under the delusion that they're always right. If there was a problem, it must have been with their ex. Because of their inability to see their own shortcomings, they never grow and make the changes they need to make to have a better relationship the next time around. They're probably headed for another breakup at some point, which they will again see as the other person's fault. Relationships rarely come down to one specific event or one specific failure. Usually there's some event that brings everything to a head, but that event isn't the cause of the breakup. And usually there's at least some shared blame. It's rarely a simple black and white matter where one is all wrong and one is all right. Now, don't spend too much time on the postmortem. You do need to move on. but do think it through enough to realize that it's usually not entirely one person's fault. So think it through. What part of it was your fault? What part of it was their fault? Then take 100% responsibility for your part. Even if it's only 10% your fault, make sure you own 100% of your 10%. And whatever percent of the blame you assign to your ex, forgive them. Even in the unlikely event that you're perfect and it was 100% their fault, forgive them. This is essential. You will never heal or grow as a person. You'll never move on and thrive until you forgive your ex. Why are we so hesitant to forgive? There's a lot of reasons. It's hard. It goes against our nature. We don't want to feel like they got away with it. Some people kind of get off on the raw feeling of anger and righteous indignation they feel. Other people love the sympathy they get when they play the martyr. Sometimes I believe it's because we don't understand forgiveness. I don't have enough time here to do a thorough study on this, but let me make a few quick points. Forgiveness does not mean minimizing or excusing. People confuse "I forgive you" with "it's okay" or "it's not really that bad." But if it was okay and not that bad, it could simply be excused and wouldn't need forgiveness. You can only offer true forgiveness if you were truly wronged. When I was younger, I was the victim of some bad theology. Because God promises to forgive us and not remember our sins, I was taught to forgive and forget. Well, for starters, I'm not God. I'm not capable of forgetting what they did to me. I think about it less as time goes on, but forget about it? It's permanently and indelibly etched into my being. Also, to forget would mean to lose the lessons I learned from what happened. Plus, remembering the pain of it helped keep me from jumping into a new relationship too prematurely. That being said, we shouldn't strive to keep it alive in our thoughts. The thoughts should lessen as time goes by and we move on and heal up. Another misconception we encountered a lot in our divorce care groups dealt with forgiveness and trust. People assume that forgiving someone means trusting them and letting them back into your life. It doesn't. Forgiveness is freely given. Trust has to be earned. Forgiveness is instantaneous. Trust is rebuilt over time. Forgiveness could allow someone the opportunity to regain your trust, but that trust still needs to be earned and proven over a significant period of time. In a way, forgiveness is for the other person, but in a greater sense, forgiveness is for you. Not forgiving someone gives them power to control your thoughts and emotions. Forgiveness sets you free from their influence on your life. Moving on requires forgiveness. You're not moving on if you're wasting time pining for your ex. In the process of moving on, you'll need to spend some time reflecting on what really went wrong in your relationship. But you also must spend some time not thinking about your ex. Don't let them and what they did dominate your thoughts. Don't give them the power to control your life now and in the future. As I said earlier, forgiving them is vital. And as I mentioned in a previous episode, trying not to think about something leads to thinking about it more. So besides forgiving them, how else can you get them out of your thoughts? The best way to get them out of your head is to think about other things, good things, positive things. Fill your mind and spirit up with so much good, you don't have any bandwidth left to waste on your ex. By filling your life with good things, I don't mean a new relationship. A rebound relationship will only stunt your growth and retard the healing process. They rarely end well. There will be a time for that, but that comes much later. Now is the time for recovery, healing, and growth. The biggest mistake I see people make is getting to a new relationship too soon. Check out my post, The Number One Mistake, at ThriveSingles.com. The best outcomes usually come about the way it did for me. For many years, I stayed really, truly single and unattached. I spent those years healing, growing, and learning to thrive. I spent those years becoming the kind of person who could attract the kind of person I wanted to marry. You're free to handle your breakup any way you want. I'm just telling you what worked for me and what I've seen work for a lot of other people. I've seen way too many people get in a rush and make terrible mistakes. I hope you can learn from their mistakes and not have to make them yourself. after a divorce or the breakup of an engagement or a long-term relationship, there are three possible outcomes. You can end up bitter, angry, and broken. You can end up the same person you were before. Or you can deal with reality, forgive, refocus, take time to heal, and end up a better, stronger person in a great position to make your next relationship last. So here are four steps for moving on in a healthy way. Deal with reality. No magical thinking, no denial, no exaggeration. Forgive your ex. Do it because it's good for you. Refocus your mind. Stop focusing on your ex. Focus on good things. Take time to heal. Grow into a stronger, healthier person. Now, this is by no means a comprehensive program, but these steps are a good start to moving on in a healthy way. The blog post that goes with this episode has lots of links to related articles. Be sure to check those out at thrivesingles.com. And be sure to join me again next week. Till then, keep it real. Forgive, refocus, heal up, and thrive on. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at thrivesingles.com. And thrive on. Whoa. Yeah, come alive. There's more to life. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive. Whoa, 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 you gotta thrive. There's more to life than to just survive. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive.